Hello, everyone, and welcome to another story time with Miss T. Today, we'll be reading Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream, by Inspired Inner Genius. Let's get into it. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is the most well-known leader of the American Civil Rights Movement, which was driven by the belief that all citizens should share equal freedom, no matter their race or skin color. Dr. King's commitment, sacrifice, and courage in fighting for African American equality still inspires people all around the world. Michael King Jr. was born in Atlanta, Georgia on January 15, 1929. His father, a church pastor, traveled to Germany when Michael Jr. was 5. There, he learned about Martin Luther, a church leader that lived almost 500 years ago. Martin Luther changed religion through his belief that all people with faith are equal. In his honor, Michael King changed both his son's name and his own to Martin Luther King, which is MLK. As a child, MLK was bright and popular. However, he learned at an early age that people who looked like him with black skin tones were treated differently in America through racism and segregation. Many people thought white citizens were better than African Americans. In some areas, black people were kept separate from white people in schools, hospitals, shops, and even bathrooms. MLK was an intelligent student, and those around him believed in his success. He began college at 15 and eventually earned a doctoral degree from Boston University. In Boston, he met Coretta Scott, who later became his wife. By the time Martin Luther King Jr. turned 25, he was married, held the titles of Reverend and Doctor, and became pastor of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Montgomery is also where Dr. King became a civil rights leader. Because of segregation, black citizens riding the bus were expected to sit separately in the back, unless a white citizen wanted their seat. In 1955, Rosa Parks, a black woman from Montgomery, refused to give up her bus seat to a white passenger. So she was arrested, and this injustice caused widespread anger. MLK and other activists decided to organize a bus boycott to protest segregation and Rosa Parks' arrest. Because of his brilliance, Dr. King was elected to lead the historical movement. Black citizens and their supporters refused to ride the bus in Montgomery for 382 days. Wow, that's a lot of days. Walking many miles instead and facing angry reactions. The bus system lost so much money that Montgomery finally ended segregation on public transportation. Actions such as boycotts are considered peaceful protests to express the need for change. Sit-ins were another peaceful moment used by MLK and many others to end segregation at public lunch counters. However, these peaceful protests were difficult and dangerous for African Americans. Many protesters were threatened, harmed, and even arrested for their actions, including MLK. Dr. King's persistent leadership and encouragement of peaceful change grew into demonstrations and marches across the country. In 1963, MLK delivered his famous speech at the Lincoln Memorial, "I Have a Dream," in front of the world. He described his dream to end segregation and discrimination in America for freedom, justice, and equality. To this day, his speech remains one of the most iconic in American history, continuing to inspire hope for equal rights. After years of activism, the U.S. government passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, outlawing segregation and discrimination in public places. That same year, Dr. King received the Nobel Peace Prize for his dedication to civil rights. These steps showed progress towards equal treatment, but sadly, they couldn't erase racism in some people. MLK grew frustrated that America was slow to change and recognized the sacrifices made in hopes of equality. However, he didn't give up. In 1968, he traveled to Memphis, Tennessee, where he gave his last speech. "I've been to the mountaintop." The next day, April 4th, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated by a man with a gun. People across the world were shocked, angry, and sad. 4 days after he passed away, members of the U.S. Congress requested to honor Dr. King by making his birthday a federal holiday. It took nearly 20 years to become official. Thankfully, many Americans, including Coretta Scott King, kept bringing national attention to the need for this day of remembrance. MLK Day happens on the third Monday in January each year, honoring the life, achievements, and legacies of Dr. King. It also reminds Americans of peaceful methods to support rights and social justice for all citizens, no matter their race or skin color. America isn't the way Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of just yet. There are still many problems with racism that affect Black Americans and other groups, but generations will remember and be inspired by MLK's heroic activism, belief in equality, and hope for a better future. The end. I hope you guys learned quite a bit from this story. Before I finish my reading, I would like to go over some glossary words for you, or some vocabulary words that you may not have known that I said in the story. A pastor is a minister in charge of a Christian church or group of members. Racism is hatred and prejudice towards people based on their race or ethnicity. Segregation is forced separation of people in public places based on their racial group. Boycott is a form of protest in which people refuse to participate in or relate to an organization. A sit-in is a form of protest in which people occupy an area and refuse to move to bring about change. Discrimination is unfair treatment of people based on race or other characteristics. Assassinated is murder committed, usually of an important person, for political or religious reasons. Social justice is fairness in how opportunities and privileges are divided and available within a society. Now, this year, 2024, we actually celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday on his actual birthday, which was January 15th. Now, I know I'm a little late with this book, but I do hope that you guys took time to think about or wonder, or even did something to help make a change or to tell somebody about a change. Well, you can leave in the comments what you guys did, but until next time, bye-bye.